Okay, so it is Twitter Tuesday. It's like my favorite day of the week. I always look forward to Twitter Tuesday. It's like a box of chocolates because I'm trying to figure out like what am I going to see or go have ahas about as I read these leadership quotes. So here we are, Twitter Tuesday. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So if you're new to the Leadersmith podcast, on Twitter Tuesday, what I have done, and this is like the 14th week of Twitter Tuesday, I'll go out to Twitter, and I've done this with LinkedIn and Parler and just general memes on Facebook, but generally Twitter is the best find for it. So I go out to Twitter, and I just type in hashtag leadership, and I look for leadership quotes and comments and remarks. Now, some people are trying to hawk their article or their book or whatever it is, and that's usually not very useful. But there are other people who post wonderful quotes and memes and things along those lines, and I read them, I give credit where credit is due, and then we just talk about it. So that's what we're doing here. So the first one is from Leaders Essence, that is at Leaders Essence on Twitter, and there's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. He says, "The most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people." Now, I find that to be very true. Many managers look at leadership, and I know that I've had bosses that have looked at what I teach and thought less of it. Like, oh, you know, if you're really doing the good work, it would be the quantitative stuff, the finance, the accounting, the hard, rigorous mathematics. The trick is, you know, he's looking down at me and I'm kind of looking down at him at the same time thinking like, you understand that most of your problems in the organization are going to be with the people because you're not dealing with people correctly because you're trying to treat them like a mathematical formula. So while that is harder and it's important for efficiency, I get that, but in a whole different way, like Covey said, the soft stuff is the hard stuff. The people are the hard stuff. The formula doesn't, you know, you punch in the numbers into the spreadsheet and it spits out an answer. People talk back. It's different. You can rub people the wrong way and not know it. You have to value people and be able to get work done through people. That's the nature of leadership. So getting along with people, I think Roosevelt's right, is the most important single ingredient in the formula of success. Okay, so the next one is from What's a Matter, Inc., WATSAMATHERINC, What's a Matter, Inc., there's a meme that says, some people create their own storms, then get upset when it rains. I thought that's pretty funny. He has a comment next to that says, some people are the architect of their own misfortunes, but want to blame the leadership. We may have created some of these behaviors by continuing to rescue people from the consequences of their own actions. It's not too late to coach them into evaluating their own behavior. And so What's a Matter has some really good ideas. Yeah, people are, they create, it's unforced errors. Like in baseball, like when you make an error, they create their own problem and then they're upset with you, like as if, what? I mean, so helping people recognize how to not do stupid stuff, how to take personal responsibility. I've always been struck by this concept. So when I read books about success and leadership, almost everyone talks about taking personal responsibility, individual responsibility, take responsibility that you didn't even cause. It rained, it's your fault, right? I mean, to that degree of responsibility. And then I turn a page and I look at people who are saying the system's to blame. It's these outside forces. In fact, I was arguing with a fairly liberal friend on Facebook, not arguing, but asking the question. I posed this question. I said, look, as a conservative, I come to this as like, what's going going on is there's at least an element of it's, you know, my individual responsibility. How much of the problem in society right now is individual responsibility as opposed to the system, right? And so we went back and forth, and I would say like it's like 80-20 individual, maybe 90-10 individual responsibility or individual culture or those individual choices that people make as opposed to the system. And so but I could not pin this person down about, you know, can you give me any number? Well, it's far too complicated for that. No, give me some number so that you can tell me how much is, individual responsibility. And they wouldn't do it. And I just thought again, it was so odd because every success book that I read talks about individual responsibility, and I think it's critical. So when you create your own storm, of course it's going to rain. So stop making a storm. Just leave it alone. Just don't create the fight. Don't mock, don't correct the mocker, like the proverb says, because you're going to get problems. Okay. Or, don't create more conflict, because you know that bad things will happen from the conflict. So when you create these storms, it's going to rain. Okay, next one. The next one is Hannah at Radicava Queen, RadiCavaQueen. And she said this: my mom passed away last weekend. I emailed my professors to ask for a 24-hour extension, ... And then it said, Professor 1 only gave me an extra 12 hours. Professor 2 told me to do the assignments for the week when I could and asked if I wanted to share my favorite memories of her instead. Be like Professor 2. Now that one struck a chord with me, because as a professor, I was thinking that the first one's kind of a little, when mom dies, it's not a good time to go, well, you still have to do your assignment for my class. No. I've told my students this, I'm so sorry. Take all the time you need and then have a plan of how you're going to catch up. But, we're the family values crowd. You need to be taking care of your family. Do that. Take care of your family, then come back and deal with me. Now, I don't want them to drop the ball if they're involved in team projects. And I'll say sometimes, if there's something related to the team, let them know. Prioritize them over doing my tests, because, my tests don't have a time limit where that is. But if you still, take care of your family first before you focus on that team. But be like Professor Number 2. Yeah. What a great assignment. Do you want to share your favorite memories of her? I thought, there's something very right about that. There's a time, so when we talk about task and relationship, because pretty much everything that you do in leadership is either trying to get the task done or trying to develop the relationship. There's a matrix that would lead you to think like a high 9-9, and the matrix is from 1-1 to 9-9, and it's all task or all relationship, 9 at task and 0 relationship, 0 task, 9 relationship, and it would lead you to believe that 9-9 is the perfect thing. Now there's a time for a 9-1 or a 1-9. And what I mean by that is there's a time to forget the relationship and say, just do what I say, follow me, we're going to go do this. When somebody's life is on the line, there's a time to drop tasks completely. And that's the time that we're talking about right now. Your mom just died, drop the task. Focus on your family and your relationship. There's a time for that, and we have to be sensitive to that. There was a comment underneath that by Mark C. Crowley, at Mark C. Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, who said, Professor Number 2 not only has heart, Hannah, they're also the teacher we all need, giving you time, compassion, empathy, and a profound thoughtfulness when you needed it, e.g. sharing memories of your mom, is brilliant. This is leadership and humanity. I'm sorry for your loss. And so, yeah, he's right. There's a time where you have to be sensitive to that kind of thing. And there's a time where, you should be doing your work and being responsible. Okay, so I was just talking about responsibility before. I want you to be responsible. But then there's a time where life overwhelms and there are circumstances. That's why it was not 100% responsibility. It was like 90-10, because you can't be responsible for when your mom died. Okay, so that's how we should be thinking about it. Okay, so the next one here, it has a meme that says, this is by Sunrise Seta, Okay, at SHASAKOVIC11. That's a mouthful. Okay, and she's posting a meme. It says the brutal truth leadership, and she got it from LinkedIn because I traced the source over to the actual meme, and it was by Tariana something, which was from the Brutal Truth selling podcast. And okay, so at any rate, all that to say, the meme looks like this. It says, if someone treats you like crap, just remember that there's something wrong with them, not you. Normal people don't go around destroying other human beings. That's right. I mean, look, I mean, very often we take it like, what's wrong with me that they said that? You know, perhaps they had a bad day. Perhaps they had indigestion or they're just jerks. I mean, I have a neighbor, and I'm not going to say who it is, but I have a neighbor who was yelling at my four-year-old to shut up or I'm going to call the cops on you because she was out in the backyard singing. She's a happy little four-year-old. And, you know, I talked to the neighbor about this. I was like, you know, you're yelling at a four-year-old. And she just tore into me. I'm thinking, like, are you, what's wrong with you? Like, this is a four-year-old who's just happily singing in her own backyard. And you're going to say you're going to call the cops? So my wife and I were talking about it. And it just comes down to this. It's that person's going to be bitter tomorrow about something else. And the next day about something else. It has nothing to do with my happy little four-year-old singing in the backyard. It has everything to do with that person. That person is bringing their own storm. Remember the earlier one? Some people create their own storms and then get upset when it rains. That person's bringing their own storm everywhere they go, and they're always going to be unhappy. So, you know, don't, you know... The Proverbs again talk about dealing with a fool, you know, and their folly. Like, recognize that person is a fool. They're going to be foolish. And how I react to them is a different question. So they're going to be a jerk. They're going to be a jerk about this today. They're going to be a jerk about something else tomorrow. Again, here's the meme. If someone treats you like crap, just remember that there's something wrong with them, not you. Normal people don't go around destroying other human beings. Okay, last one that we're going to cover today, and I know this one's short. We only cover a few because I just had to get some, you know, a little deeper. Blowing out someone else's candle will never make yours shine brighter. This is by it's Arabic, the person's name, but it's at MOHDHALAMERI. On Twitter. It said again, blowing out someone else's candle will never make yours shine brighter. Now, I didn't put these in any order or sequence. I just grabbed them as they do and then talk about them. But it was like, you know, that it's good advice because I really wanted to lay into that neighbor who was going to be yelling at my daughter, who was just because she was singing in the backyard. But you know, even if I just lit into her, what good does it do? I mean, it just, that's just how she's going to be. And it was a teachable moment for my kids to say, some people are just like that. And we, you know, we don't know what's going on in their world. That maybe she's just upset. Maybe she's hurting, whatever. But it's going over there and blowing out her candle metaphorically. I'm not going to go kill anybody, but whatever. It doesn't make mine shine any brighter. So forget about that. Just worry about trying to be a light. And I think that's really good advice. By the way, while I'm on that subject, like a week ago, less than a week ago, just because I was so tired of all the nonsense on Facebook, I went and I just said, I'm so tired of reading just this just toxic stuff on here. So I created a group just to talk about leadership stuff. And so I called it leadership, or actually it's Facebook.com/groups/learnleadership. And then I put it on all my podcast episodes and part of the show notes. You can join the group for free. And we just talk about positive, uplifting things about leadership. And so if that's something that's interesting to you, please come and join our Facebook group. That is what I mean here when I'm talking about not blowing out other people's candles, but just shining brightly. Okay, so join the group. In fact, I put this thing together that I posted on my own Facebook page. That, look, tired of talking about which party is more hypocritical than the other? Join Learn Leadership for positive conversation. And it's Facebook.com/groups/learnleadership. And we just have a fun, moderated discussion about all things about how to be a better leader. And that's really what we're after anyway. Hey, look, thanks for joining the Leadership Podcast today. I really appreciate that you took the time to be with me, and I hope this helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow.